There was a young girl who just moved there recently herself, Edith Bratt. She was an orphan like the Tolkien brothers were. She was an illegitimate child and she liked playing the piano very much, and that was fine by Mrs. Faulkner when she was having one of these musical evenings, but when Edith wanted to practice, it was, oh no dear, not now, off you go.
So Edith was a pianist, and it's said that she played light classical music, ballads of the time, and occasionally something more stirring like Schubert or a Beethoven sonata. What kind of musician was she?
Well, I think she was quite a gifted piano player, and she'd hoped to be a music teacher. I think Tolkien enjoyed her music, although he wasn't really terribly musical himself. They started going to tea shops in Birmingham. They would go for cycle rides together. They decided they were in love in the summer of 1909. Later, he would remember that they would be leaning out of their bedroom windows. They would whistle to let each other know that they were there. Their bedroom was immediately over her bedroom in the house, talking all night. They would hear the clock, Big Brum, chiming in the distance, and talking till dawn even sometimes. And in the autumn of 1909, they went for a long bike ride out to the Lickey Hills. That's probably about 8 miles from here. But I think they already felt they had to be careful, because they set off separately, and when they came home separately. But what had happened is Tolkien had taken her for tea and cakes at a cottage in Rednall, where he'd stayed for a week or so in the summer when he was supposed to be doing a lot of work for his exams. The lady who gave them tea and cake mentioned that they'd visited young Master Tolkien with a young lady to the cook at the Oratory Retreat, which is at the Lickies. That then got relayed to the cook at the Oratory in Birmingham, and he then told Father Francis.
What was Father Francis's reaction to this deepening friendship?
He was furious. Tolkien had a lot of admiration and affection for him. He talked about his love and care and humour, and he was a very generous man. But when he heard about this, he was Tolkien's guardian. Tolkien had to study for his exams if he was going to get a scholarship, and that was the only way he would go to university. He forbade Tolkien to see Edith again.
This experience of separation was paralleled in the relationship between Beren and Lúthien in the Silmarillion.